The White House says it's sending former Secretary of State James Baker to Europe next week on a mission to persuade leaders there to forgive or reschedule Iraq's debt. It's a tough sell, especially now that the U.S. has angered some major creditors, including Russia, Germany, and France, by shutting them out of billions of dollars in Iraq reconstruction contracts. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The long-predicted fight over the spoils of war is not just about oil. It's also about $18.6 billion in Iraq reconstruction funds, U.S. taxpayer dollars. President Bush reaffirmed his decision today to reward coalition partners with a chance to bid on the prime reconstruction contracts.
It's very simple. Our people risk their lives. Coalition, a friendly coalition folks risk their lives, and therefore the contracting is going to reflect that. And that's what the U.S. taxpayers expect.
But more than half of the countries on the Pentagon's list of coalition partners, countries allowed to bid on the major U.S. contracts, don't have troops on the ground in Iraq. Indeed, some of the Pacific Island nations and impoverished African states have only offered moral support. Germany and Canada, which were not included in the Iraq coalition list, have contributed a great deal to another U.S.-led war, Afghanistan. U.S. officials have left open the possibility that the Iraq coalition list could grow. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan was among those today urging the Bush administration to simply reverse course.
I think the decision was unfortunate. It is time we try to rebuild international consensus. And whatever initiative or actions or decisions we take, I believe should be unifying rather than divisive.
The dispute over contracting couldn't come at a worse time for President Bush's envoy on Iraqi debt restructuring. James Baker is due to visit France, Germany, and Russia next week, all countries shut out of the prime reconstruction contracts. The Nixon Center's Jeffrey Kemp says this may be Baker's toughest assignment to date, though Kemp believes Baker has what it takes.
It was Baker who, together with former President George Bush, pulled together the extraordinary coalition that fought the first Gulf War. Furthermore, he was a former Secretary of the Treasury, so he understands the finances of this better than most people. So all in all, he brings exactly the right credentials to the table.
Baker will need those diplomatic skills, especially in Moscow, where Russian officials have said they don't have any plans to write off $8 billion of Iraqi debt. Germany, meantime, has already been promoting debt rescheduling. Few believe the fight over contracts will really derail that effort. Still, Kemp, who served on President Reagan's National Security Council, says the Bush administration could have found a more graceful way to announce its contracting procedures. And he added this snafu shows that National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice should be more involved in day-to-day Iraq policy.
It was clearly a bureaucratic mess up, and one that the principals who signed off on it should have anticipated and didn't.
The result was that President Bush was left in an awkward position, asking countries to ease Iraq's crushing debt burden and offering only his gratitude in return. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.